Hi, everyone. This is CEAI, Cohen Esri Apartment Investors. We host a podcast based on various topics related to investing in apartments. Today, we have Ryan Huffman, our Chief Operating Officer, as well as Michelle Rollo Burns, who's our Director of Revenue Management. Today, Ryan and I will be talking with Michelle about her role and her impact on the portfolio. So we've shared with you other guests talking about our underwriting process, talking about our asset management process, but Michelle really has a critical impact on our operations day-to-day after we purchase a property. So Michelle, first question for you, how about you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background and your career history and what you're doing right now with Cohen Esri?
Sure. So I have been in property management for 31 years. So that's dating myself just a little bit, but 31 years. And actually, Cohen Esri was the second company I worked for when I got into property management. So that was from 1992 to 1997. And it was my first property manager role with Cohen Esri. So that's interesting that I've come back to Cohen Esri about 5 years ago and have kind of started my career with them and now am and the later part of my career with Cohen Esri. When I worked for them, I was fortunate enough to have Carol Smith as my regional manager, who worked for Cohen Esri for, I don't know how many years, but 30 plus probably. And she was a very strong mentor to me and actually was the one that helped guide me through property management and really helped solidify my choices in making property management a career. So I came back to Cohen Esri in 2018 in a regional manager role. Since then, I've held the deputy managing director role and have moved to director of revenue, which is really honing in on where my passions are, which is the financials revenue side. So happy to be back with Cohen Esri for another 5 years. And I really, really, really love what I do.
Well, Michelle, we're really looking forward to hearing more from you throughout this episode. Ryan, can you share with our audience what really precipitated our need to utilize like this type of expertise on our staff? I mean, Michelle's grown her career in different ways, but really honing in on this particular aspect of revenue management. What was going on at the company?
Yeah, I mean, high level, let's talk a little bit about this. So there's two main products that have come out into the market, probably been out like 10-ish years on the revenue management side. So when we talk about revenue management, what we're specifically talking about is what's called on-demand pricing, right? So if you think about places like the airlines, the hotels, obviously demand factors into that, and the more demand they have for their air tickets, the higher the price goes. Same thing with theme parks. I mean, pick whatever industry. Well, property management and particularly apartments is no different. And so YieldStar, which is a RealPage product, and then LRO are the two main softwares that are used in the industry for this on-demand pricing. And so what it does is the algorithms look at so many different factors, everything from what your competition is doing, what your forecasted occupancies are doing by floor plan, renovations that you're putting in place, and it really dynamically prices those units every single day. So as you lease and you get more full, the price is going to go up, and it also manages your renewal curve. So if you want higher renewals in the summer, which is the bulk, it'll tend to move that dynamic pricing around depending on where they want those renewals to fall. So there's a lot in the algorithm in the background. That being said, this is not a system you can just click on and let it run, because if you do that, it gets out of control really quick and you have these really wild swings of high pricing, low pricing, high pricing, low pricing. And so it requires somebody actually watching the system and interfacing with the team to make sure the pricing is correct. Now, when you're small and you've got really what we calculate is less than 5,000 units, you're typically going to utilize RealPage or LRO's staff to be pricing managers. Once you've hit critical mass, then you bring it in-house because it's just more economical. And so we hit that economic mass. It made sense. Like Michelle said, she's very, very passionate about this. I saw it when we first deployed the system, and she's done a bang-up job with it internally. So, you know, what was going on at the company as we were deploying the on-demand pricing, And we just hit critical mass and it was time to bring it in-house. So, you know, people talk a lot about these softwares. It can be somewhat controversial, but it's becoming more mainstream where we're so used to pricing our own units and now we've got a system doing that. And so it changes the way you lease because you're no longer leasing the property by the price point. You're now selling the sizzle and the system is setting the pricing for you based on a set of dynamic factors. So it is a mental shift. You can't just do it and think it's going to work. But done correctly, you can have outsized revenue growth on the revenue side with units. So that's really what was going on as we were deploying the system, and then we hit critical mass.
Well, Ryan, I can imagine before this type of software was in existence, like it probably was pretty hard to really gauge what the right pricing was in a particular market, other than maybe mystery shopping all your competitors all the time and seeing like what other amenities they have to offer, the size of their units, like really trying to compare. Or else you're just throwing darts at a wall. So especially like you're talking about critical mass now as we're building this portfolio, we sure can't do that over and over again throughout the company. So I can see exactly why this sort of tool would be really valuable to our team. Michelle, can you share some more, adding on to what Ryan said, some of the most critical components of your role and really what you focus on day to day?
Well, a lot of that has to do with strategy. So it depends on the strategy of the property. When we first assume a property, usually we're in renovation mode. And so that has a lot to do with how we price the property, how we market the property. We are going to bring that property from B level to a B plus or our best B concept. And so we are going to make sure that we have enough inventory to where we can meet our renovation goals. And that will increase your GPR pretty quickly once you start renovating. Some of the other things is that I feel are really important in my role is educating our on-site teams, strategically setting goals of what they need to accomplish within a certain time frame in order to meet those revenue goals. Educating them on the software, training them on the software, and understanding how to read their financial statements and see the impact that the decisions that they're making every day is really making. I track the revenue progress on all of the properties as well, and we look at it month over month and year over year and see the growth, as well as studying each of our individual markets so that we can have a better understanding of how far we can push and what our competitors doing and are they having good success with pushing revenue on their properties as well. We don't use that as a guideline as much, our competitors, for what we do, but we know if they're increasing, we can increase. And a lot of times, depending on our comps, we can increase faster and with greater success than they can because we take the time to train our teams and teach them how to utilize the software and put it to use to their advantage.
Well, that's great. And maybe in addition to what you described, let's dive in a little bit deeper and let's talk about maybe a case study and property in the portfolio, one that you and I were just discussing, Elmhurst Terrace, outside of Chicago. Talk us through maybe Brother Purchase a few years ago and how we've been using this tool to increase revenue on site.
Sure. So we rolled out YieldStar out of the property about 90 days after we assumed the property. One of the other things that we do when we take a property into our portfolio, or that I do, is I really look at amenity-based unit pricing. What that means is, several times we take over a property and all of their two bedrooms, for example, are priced exactly the same if they're the same floor plan. But all that being equal, it's each individual unit has its own amenities that we can find value in. For example, a view. One two-bedroom could have a better view. And at Elmhurst, we found so much low-hanging fruit with unit amenities. We found views, we found corner units, we found units that had extra closets, we found other units in construction that had been remodeled and, moving walls and rethought of a little bit differently. So we really dug in and spent some time applying these amenities to the each individual units and actually increased the GPR dramatically. We started renovating the property when it came out of the gates. It's starting to wind down a little bit with renovations, but even winding down, we're seeing a 6% year-over-year rent growth just this last year, when in the beginning it was much, much higher than that. So we really dug in and found a lot of different amenities that really increased the value of the property just by adding those in.
Yeah, I think that's a great case study where this tool has worked really well for us. You mentioned GPR a couple times. Can you share with our audience what that acronym stands for?
Thank you. Yes, GPR is our gross potential rent, which is the maximum amount of rent that the property could collect if you're 100% occupied and everybody was paying that max rent.
Got it. Thanks for that. So Ryan, moving back over to you for a minute, as one of the principals and owners, what are some of the key strategic insights that you look for in Michelle's role? What are some of the key metrics that you hone in on?
Yeah, I mean, Michelle hit on a lot of those metrics. I mean, what you're really looking for in this at a high level is you're looking for outsized rent increases in an upmarket, and you're looking for, I'm going to call it undershot decreases in a down market. So what you're really hunting for here is what I'm going to call equilibrium. And that's really what the system manages. There are a lot of owners out there that gauge 100% occupancy with cash flow as their goal. That's great. Your reality is there's this interesting dynamic between what's the right amount of vacancy and the right amount of rent pushing. And, you know, you should be running in that kind of 94 to 96% while pushing rents the maximum you can push them. And that is what we would consider equilibrium in the market. And that's what the system really drives. There are KPIs surrounding the revenue position in terms of how much rent pushing we are able to do and can do. But the system has really shown success in being able to push those rents and get people out of their comfort zone. But Michelle's role is bigger than that. Not all properties deploy the system, right? Some properties, it doesn't make sense to deploy YieldStar. And so I'll give a specific example of a property that I'm invested in with Old Orchard Estates that's up in the Quad Cities. That property isn't in a market where dynamic pricing would make sense for us. And so we have a manager there that's been there a long time. She's fabulous. Never want her to leave. And I joke with her all the time when she's full. I say, time to raise the rent. And she like cringes back at that because she always thinks something bad's going to happen. And she still maintains that 98% even pushing rent. And Michelle's done a great job of being able to educate this manager and get her comfortable with, hey, you're worth this amount of money you can push. Let's look at things like rubs. Let's look at things like your garages. Let's push a little bit and see what happens. And it's really showing in the performance. So even where you don't have the system, having somebody in that revenue chair that can really look and teach and get managers comfortable is really critical to overall revenue lift and operational control.
Ryan, can you share what that acronym RUBS stands for?
Yeah, RUBS is Resident Utility Billback. And so a lot of times when you're looking at that, that's ancillary income or other income, depending on how you're going to look at it. And look, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You really have to watch closely when you're implementing a utility billback. And that should be largely when you have utilities that are centralized. So if you've got central water, which this property specifically does, central water meters, you can introduce a utility billback. A good example of when I say you have to watch it real close, you know, at Old Orchard, we tried to implement that a few years ago and it was not successful. There was a lot of pushback. And so trying to push rent and trying to push utility bill back is a little difficult. It's a double whammy. And so I always say you got to pick one or the other. If you really think doing the utility bill back is beneficial, you're going to have to do a full year of that implementation and kind of cool your rent lift, even though you're getting overall revenue lift. In that scenario, you want to be very cognizant of not going after a $50 rent bump and a $30 utility bill back, because that's $80 to your resident. That's a big number to them. So being very cognizant, like Michelle said, about strategy in how you're handling the revenue is something you have to have a plan for and really be prepared to roll out. So not all things are successful. Sometimes you test things on the revenue side and it just doesn't take hold. It's not accepted. at the actual resident level, and you have to shift gears. And that's where having somebody watch that is really critical.
And Michelle, as we close here, is there any advice that you might give to our audience? So we have people in our audience who are sponsors, people who are investors, people who are maybe just starting to scale up their own investment portfolio of apartments. Is there any advice you might give to our audience about revenue management in general?
Absolutely. One of the things that I would say is it's proven out on paper. The cost for the revenue management system and the uptick that you see with utilizing the system, it pays for itself. It really helps with the cut in your vacancy loss. People have a tendency to move much quicker because the price changes day by day. So the revenue management system is a very big asset of what we do and how you can make more money. As well as understanding the demands of the renter, understanding what they want, how you can get it to them for a good quality cost. If you're thinking about doing renovations, understanding your strategy before you get into a market, knowing exactly what you want the outcome to be and make sure that makes sense in the markets that you're going into. And then the on-site team, we've seen it time and time again, the on-site team and the people that help in the background really makes a huge impact on how the property performs. So invest in the people, invest in the software, and you'll come out very good in the end.
And I think Michelle said something I think we should just take a couple minutes to the end and talk about. You know, the systems that we mentioned are not cheap systems. They're going to run you $4 to $6, $7 a unit per month to get access to the systems themselves. And so you have to be analyzing, am I getting higher rent lift with the system or without the system? And Michelle and I can sit here and there's a couple examples in the portfolio where we deployed the system. And because we were pricing so well in the beginning, we didn't see the lift, whether it be because the market's already saturated with the software or we just kind of already had the strategy in place. And so we put it on for a year and then we took it off because it didn't make any sense. So as an investor, as a sponsor, that is one thing you've got to really be watching is, you know, don't just turn it on and hope. Really watch it and analyze from an investment standpoint. Are you getting better rent lifts under this system that not only is paying for itself, but paying for itself plus? And we found by and large, I would say, Michelle, what do you think? 90% of the deployments, that answer
Absolutely.
Is. And we've got 10% where the answer was, this really isn't paying for itself plus. We shouldn't use it because we're doing better without it and cut the expense. So it is a, you know, not only is dynamic pricing there, but it is a fluid situation with, is the system doing what you think it's going to do? The other piece of nugget advice I would give is the early adopters that I found like 10 years ago, man, they really saw a rent lift. And if you're in a hot market, like a big metro, Chicago, San Antonio, Dallas, almost everybody's using the system. So that's where you really have to be cognizant of, am I getting that lift? Because if you're saturated and everybody's using the same algorithm, the chances are you may or may not be doing that. So just take a look at it and see.
Well, thanks, Ryan and Michelle. This has really been great advice and great insight all around. Appreciate your time and thank you everyone for listening.